Well, good morning. I'm so glad to see all of your faces today. Most of you know me as Rose, Joy, or Elisa's mom, but I'm filling in today for Miss Jessica while she's on vacation. So this Thursday is going to be a really great day to celebrate. And what is it? It's Thanksgiving. Yes, it's a very special day. And it's a day that we can eat a lot of food, make our bellies full, or maybe it's a time where you have to go on a really long trip in a car to get to your family and friends. But no matter what, it's a special time. It's a day when we stop to think about all the things we're thankful for, about our getting all that yummy food and how we're thankful for family and friends, for our church, for our teachers, maybe we have pets, or just thankful for things that we're good at. Are thankful for all of our things. We have a lot of stuff, don't we? But being thankful means that we see the good things that we have. Maybe sometimes you have to tell someone you're thankful, like when your mom makes your lunch or when your dad reads you a story. It means that saying thanks to God for everything he's given us. So earlier we talked about in Psalms 100, David tells us that we should be reminded to give thanks to God. He says that the Lord is good and his love endures forever. God's love is forever. He loves us no matter what. And God provides for us too. He knows things that we need even before we ask him. So at Thanksgiving, we're going to remember all that we have. And we can reflect back to David as he reminds us too. So on Thursday, I wanted to challenge each of us before we eat and go play with cousins or family and friends that we're going to take time to pray and thank God for everything in our lives. Because when we thank God, we can thank him for what? Our parents, our friends, our church, our Sunday school teachers, all of those wonderful things that happen in our lives. But let's not just wait just for Thanksgiving to come. We can be thankful every day, right? And pray and thank God daily. So every day we're going to find something to thank God for, because God's love is good and his love does endure forever. And that's a great thing to celebrate. So happy Thanksgiving. We're going to take this moment to pray together, okay? All right. Precious Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving to you. We thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you for our families and our friends and our church. And we thank you for always providing for us and for always being there for us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.